Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Friday, January the 5th of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. My brother today, my sister, this is kind of like an intro, if you will, for the upcoming that's going to be replacing error with truth. And this series is very powerful. They all are. I say this all the time. But this series is because it's a crystal clear overview of the truth. So this is kind of an introduction, if you will, to the reason why this is so important is because you cannot change it. Anyway, all right, so I hope I'm back now. I was just chatting along, and then I just said delete. So if that happens again, I'll just call right back in. You know how Blog Talk is. That's why I don't use it that much, but I just use it when I do my free stuff, just to share information with everybody. So the most important thing, my brothers and sisters, as we've been discussing or talking about today, is to understand the importance of understanding that we are inside of a system that is not designed for our spiritual growth. That's the first thing. So the first thing is to understand that this system that we are in is designed to keep us from understanding the system that we should be in. And so when you understand that this is what we want to call, or what I would call, Satan or Lucifer, Beelzebub, Asmodeus, Leviathan, Belphegor, that's a system. So the enemy has a lot of strategies. He uses tools, tricks, and technology. The enemy's strategy is to use tools, tricks, and technology. The enemy's strategy is to use tools, tricks, and technology to keep you from experiencing your totality. So the enemy's strategy is to use tools, tricks, and technology to keep you from experiencing your totality. Now, that is very important to understand, because otherwise what's happening in your life doesn't make sense, and you will spend your life fighting the very thing that is creating the life. In other words, life itself is designed to be a strategy against spiritual totality. Everything that we do on this planet is designed to prevent you from understanding your totality, everything. Now, that's very difficult to understand. In fact, it is almost impossible to understand that statement, unless it is impossible to understand unless you understand what this old Greek philosopher Sophocles, or whatever his name is, the Gospel of Mary Magdalene, and a lot of the ancient texts that we're going to be discussing. He said that in this world there are many evils, but there is no evil worse than man. Now, let me say that again. In this world there are many evils, but there is no evil worse than man. And without understanding that statement, it is very difficult for you to be able to understand the importance of the series that I'm going to be doing on January the 6th. Again, today is the last day to get in at the $25 level. After today, it goes to $49. So please go by and make the payment at Master Teacher 30.com, just click on the link that says donation to understand that there is a strategy. This strategy contains tools. This strategy contains tricks. This strategy contains technology. These tools, these tricks, this technology is designed to prevent you from your totality. Now, in Ephesians chapter 6, it talks about the principalities that are in high places, the wickedness, the darkness. There is this force, for lack of a better term, that the enemy uses to deceive based upon the tools and the tricks and the technology. Now, we've talked about the enemy's strategy before, so we're not going to spend time going through and looking at all of the strategy that the enemy uses to get you to fall in love with a tool, to get you to fall in love with a trick, or to get you to fall in love with technology, because these three things will prevent your totality. And so you have right now, you got a tool. One of the tools is a tool that I use. It's called a Dear Canary Report. That's numerology. Now, numerology is a tool. There are people who do this for a living, and they've turned that tool into their totality. Big mistake. Your Dear Canary Report should not be worshipped by you. Your Dear Canary Report should not be promoted above you, above your, again, totality. Tools, just like Samson, when God gave him a tool called a jawbone of a donkey, he used that tool to kill, according to the story, 1,000 Philistines. But that tool was not his totality. He didn't worship the tool. He didn't take it home and create a bronze image, and he didn't bow down to that tool. Tricks. There are tricks. One trick is Joshua fought the battle of Jericho and the wall came tumbling down. He walked around, didn't fire a weapon, sung, played an instrument. That destroyed matter. Trick. So these tricks are strategies. But you cannot fall in love with the trick more than the totality that makes up you. Another thing that we're seeing now is technology. Technology is off the hizzle, full shizzle. You got technology now that allows us to go to the moon and back. We have technology that allows me to do this particular show where I'm sitting at home in the comfort of my home. I can use my computer technology. I can use my cell phone technology. I can use Skype technology. We have all types of technology. And this technology allows us to do and accomplish great things, but this technology should not be our totality. For many people, they have a tool. They worship that tool. They swear by that tool. They live by that tool. Some people have tricks. They're called wizards. They call witches. They call warlocks. They call Luciferians. They call Freemasons. They call Satanism. They are members of a secret society. They got a trick. One of the greatest tricks that they have is, again, grammaria or grammatus, where they use letters to trick you into doing things because they are manipulating you. Now, another good thing that they have is technology. They have the SSSS. They have the solid sound spread spectrum. They have electromagnetic things. They got Project Woodpecker. They got wind towers. They got heart technology. We live in a technological age where technology is the new god. And this technology has replaced your totality. So technology, tricks, and tools are used to prevent you from understanding what I'm going to be sharing on Saturday, January the 6th. We'll start at about 2 p.m. We're going to move it back. I got a couple of things I need to do Saturday morning, so we're going to move the show back and we'll kick it off again. Everything has been recorded. Go to the website, Master Teacher 33. Click on the link that says donation. Cost is $25. After today, it goes to $49. After Saturday, it goes to $99 to pick up this seven-part series. In this seven-part series, I am going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify to you the tools, the tricks, and the technology that is being used against you so that way you don't experience your totality. Now, the totality of you is what we must understand. Because right now, according to the Bible, especially in Matthew 12:33 says, "For if a tree is recognized by its fruit," everybody, we are trees, if you want to use that analogy. And I can recognize what type of tree you are by the type of fruit you bear. Now, the scripture talks about that there are vipers, a brood of vipers. The scripture also says that you are of your father, the devil, and the works of your father, the devil, you will do. And it's interesting because the scripture talks about in the book of Revelation the beast. It also talks about in John that we talked about before, the prince of the world, the prince of the air, the cosmogrator. These are all, again, bad dudes and bad dudettes. Why are we associated with this? Because we live in a creation that is not perfect, which means that it was created by a creator that is not perfect. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. So if we live in a creation that is not perfect, that means that it was created by a creator that is not perfect. Game recognizes game. Birds of a feather flock together. And so your job is to understand that this is a tool, this is a trick, this is technology that is designed to prevent you from experiencing your totality. Your totality is mean your total, and your total means what? Well, let's look it up. Well, the word total, again, means something, the word totality means something that is total. It means the state of being total. It means the state of something that is in its entirety. So tools, tricks in technology is preventing you from operating in your entirety. Let me make sure you understand. So the enemy is using, now there is a mental disposition. There is a, again, stillness. There is a oneness. There is a at-one-ment, atonement. This is your totality. But I need to make sure that you've never experienced this. So in order for you not to experience your totality, I am going to manipulate your mentality with a tool, with a trick, or with technology. So I am using these tools. I am using these tricks. I am using this technology to manipulate your mentality to keep you from experiencing your totality. That's the game. Your job is to understand you're in a game and to understand the rules of the game. Don't be afraid. That's the number one tool. Don't, again, have doubt. That's a tool. Don't have unbelief. That's a tool. So the enemy uses vibrational, what I call verbal venom. Have you been around? Do you know anybody that uses verbal venom? They are a viper. The Bible talks about brood of vipers. The head viper is called Shakless, or Shatan, or Benihanakash, or Lucifer, or Satan, or Beelzebub, or Leviathan, or Belphegor. Oh, he has many names. At the end of the day, it's still a viper. And you become a part of viperism when you use and when you spew that venom. That's called negativity. And so many of us, either knowingly or unknowingly, participate inside of the enemy's strategy. And it's a very effective strategy to destroy other people's mentality that leads to their totality. And so you cannot be a tool that's been manipulated by a trick that's based upon some ancient technology to destroy your totality. Because the enemy does this every day, all day. I just sit back and I marvel like old boy in the Matrix. I just marvel at the complexity of his greatness, if you want to use that term. And I use greatness very loosely. Now, remember, the word totality means something that is total. It means the state of being total. So we need to look at this word total. Because Everything on this earth is designed to prevent you from being total. Don't tell nobody I told you. Well, I think they're back. Tell everybody I told you. It's okay. So you're supposed to be total, T-O-T-A-L, but you're not. Now, the word total means constituting or comprising the whole. It means the entire whole. We are all fractions. We are seven lights. We are a white light that has been shined through a triangle or the letter A that has the letter O inside of it, which is a demonic portal that manipulates, again, light, that creates seven frequencies or colors. And since you have been you, one, has been now manipulated into seven. So now we need to get you to return back to source or return back to being one, because there's a tool, there's a trick, there's technology that is manipulating your totality or your singularity. And since you've been manipulated, again, most, in fact, all that I know don't believe that. What they don't believe, Doc? They don't believe what all of the ancient text says about how the archons divided the world. Now, in the ancient text, it says, and this is, again, from the Apocryphon of John. At some time in the past, the gods had the whole earth distributed among them by allotment. There was no quarreling, for you cannot rightly suppose that the gods did not know what was proper for each of them to have, or knowing this, that they would seek to procure for themselves by contention, that which more properly belonged to others. So all of them, by just appointment or by just apportionment, obtained what they wanted, meaning they obtained their portion. They obtained what they believed was theirs. So the gods, the little g's, divided up the regions, again, by their appointment or allotment. Now, it's interesting because in the ancient text, it talks about how they made man of flesh from clay. But they talked about in the ancient text, which we'll be discussing on Saturn's Day, you know, we ain't gonna go too much down that rabbit trail because we already discussed it in the series that I did on carbon and melanin. But in the ancient text, it talks about clay and it talks about mud. It talks about water. It talks about mass. It talks about matter. In other words, there are different types of clay. We call it race. So the different types of people, blood, are created in different types of way elements. Now, the ancient text explained this in better detail than the Bible does, but the Bible does say it in Genesis 2:7. It says, and then God formed man from the dust of the ground, and he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. But that word dust inside of Genesis 2:7, again, unless you look it up in the original text to see that it has a multiplicity of meanings, you assume that there was only one type of hue, man, instead of eight. Really seven because of the seven colors, but again, there's an eighth man. Or a type, meaning that's what you're called, mankind, or kind man, kind of man. What kind of man are you? Well, that's Homo erectus. That's Homo gargantuan. That's Homo Neanderthal. That's Homo sapien. There's a bunch of types of homos, which are different types of kinds of man. Now, this is just basic genetics. I mean, this ain't got nothing to do with religion. This is just basic understanding, and this is talked about in all of the ancient texts. So, these gods created their type, or they created their type of body inside of their image. Now, it's very important because, again, Chinese people, different. African people, different. Caucasian people, different. Hispanic people, different. But we don't understand that difference. We just say, now, we are all part of the human are the human kind. But there are different kinds within inside of the race or the group. Now, for the average Joe, that doesn't mean anything until you start breaking down that some people are not people. They are what is called a homunculus, or they're what they call a, what I call a organic portal or a soulless entity. So when you come in contact with one of these soulless entities, they don't have the same type of soul. They have a different type of soul, and this is talked about, again, inside of an ancient text called the T-I-M-A-E-U-S, and it breaks this down, which we're going to be talking about again on Saturday. Now, again, why is this important? Because we're talking about tools. We're talking about tricks, and we're talking about technology. So the entire universe is a technological construction from some watered-down entities who stole or who misused or who misappropriated, but again, they were allowed to create this world, W-H-I-R-L, which we're going to talk about when we go into it and we read it. Because remember, the definition of the word totality is the word total, the word total. Let's look it up. So the word total, if you go to dictionary.com or any good dictionary, you look at the word total. Now, again, I don't recommend that you believe nothing that I'm saying today. I recommend that you look it up for yourself. Why? I could have bumped my head last night. But the word total, according to dictionary.com, you go down to the bottom of the page, it reads thus. The word total, two words, tot, T-O-T. In Latin, it means us. A-L, Alice, which means all. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. So the word total means us all. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. The word total means us all. So the enemy uses tools. He uses tricks. He uses technology to separate us all, to keep us all from understanding who we are. Nobody cares who you are except for you. The Father wants you to understand whose you are, not who you are. That's why if you get caught up in, I love the opinion reports, don't get me wrong, it's off the hizzle, faux shizzle. But you are way more than your name, brother. You are way more than your name, sister. That's just a freaking tool. The letters that make up your names, that make up your name, is just a freaking trick. The technology that makes your clay animated is just technology. It's not us all. It's not all of you. It's not your totality. It's not your spirituality. It's not the spirit that's in part, that has possession of the soul, that is manifesting itself through the body. What we have here is a tool, a trick, a technology that is manipulating your chemistry. So you got to understand that the enemy uses technology, again, to manipulate your chemistry, to control your electricity, to destroy your spirituality. My job is to reverse engineer that and get you to use your spirituality to activate your electricity, thereby controlling your chemistry. So we must reverse engineer E equals MC squared. Einstein's theory of relativity. Because you're way more than reality. Because we live in a virtual reality. Let me say that again. We live in a virtual reality. Let me say that again. Heavenly Father, test the minds of your people that they may hear what thus says the word of God. Saturday, we're going to break this down on a deep level, 7 hours. I get 7 hours to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify the word of the big G. Because everybody else is taking a division, they're teaching. So we got people that are made of the world, that are in the world, that are teaching the world. Now, there's nothing wrong with that because we're in the world. But Yahushua came and he says that I'm in the world, but I'm not going to teach nothing about the world. What? In fact, Yahushua says that friendship with the world makes you an enemy of God. And then Yahushua says something that just a cookie blower. Anybody want to blow their cookies? Yahushua said this. He said that anybody that wished to find his life must lose it. What? Where they do that at? So everybody I know, they teaching me, they trying to teach you how to live your best life now. And Yahushua said, if you want to find your life, lose it. So that's what I did on January 1st of 2009. I said, bump this life. And then, bam, my whole world changed. And all I did was turn my back on the world. And that's what I teach in the life management system. That's what I'm going to be teaching you how to do on Saturday, how to turn your back on this world. Because friendship with this world makes you an enemy of total surrender. See, I surrendered my life on January the 1st of 2009. I recommend you do the same thing. That means that I became, again, the word tote all. It means us all. Because we all are one. Ain't no division. We are all one. But the enemy uses tricks. He uses tools. He uses technology to make you think that you are an individual, to make you think that you're better than them, make you think that the white man is better than the black man, that the black man is better than the brown man, that the brown man don't want to hang out with the yellow man, and the yellow man don't want to talk to the red man. So the enemy uses color because we all came from one light. So from one light, we get seven different hues. And these seven hues are all fighting over each other and not knowing that they all came from the same damn source. It's a trick that uses technology as a tool to destroy your divinity. And he damn good at his job. I ain't mad at him. I just happen to be good at mine. I recommend you be good at yours. Now, remember, Dear Kinnear reports that I do and everybody else do, you do the same thing Samson did with that jawbone. He whooped them Philistines and he dropped it. I used my Dear Kinnear to find my purpose, and I dropped it. There's some people still worshiping it. That's okay. But when you finish, you might want to let it go. Because it's the door. It's the freaking door. You don't worship the door, homie. You open it, and you walk into the house. But a lot of people, because Yahushua says, I am the door. And that's why people worship in the door. But when you get done worshiping the door, you might want to open it and go into the damn house. I'm just saying. It's a freaking tool. That's it. Your job is to understand tools should lead to totality. Tricks should take you to your totality. Technology should take you to your totality. But everybody is stopping at one of those. Everybody, not you, of course, other people that you know, they got a tool and they worship that tool. They got a trick. They join a secret society. They know how to sprinkle some damn chicken blood and conjure up some demons. And they think they're Luciferians. They're Satanists. They are witch. They're Wicca. They're a Kabbalist. They're freaking Muslim. They're Christian. They're this. They got a trick, and they're using the trick. And they worshiping the trick, not knowing that they're supposed to be the totality of the two, the trick and the technology. Don't let the enemy rob you of your divinity, brothers and sisters. What is the true destiny of mankind? Have you ever thought about that question? What is the true destiny of mankind? Yahushua said, I'm the firstborn of many brethren. Yahushua said, I don't know what you shall be, but you shall be like me. So Yahushua is after the order of the melanated chief of the Zedek. He's the prince after the order of Melchizedek. He's not a Levi priest. He's not from the Aaron brotherhood. He's not an Old Testament priest. He's the priest after the order of Melchizedek, first one. So whatever Yahushua is, I want to be like that. That represents us all, total. Because we all came from one. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. So whether you are Is, whether you are Ra, or whether you are El, Is, Ra-El, Israel. That's why he chose the name Israel, because it represents all the three major religions in one. But you can't go tell no Negro that today. You got to shoot him. Because you got the Is, they fighting for their beliefs. You got the Raw, they fighting for theirs. And you got the L's, they fighting for theirs. Not realizing one's a tool, the other's a trick, and the last one is technology. It's tool. Raw, trick. L, technology. And it's robbing you of your totality. Yahushua is way smarter than Lucifer. Lucifer is the most cunning. I got to give him that. He's the most cunning. But there is the Pleroma, who has Barbello, that creates a totality for us all to be total. And on Saturday, January the 6th, I break this all down to tie again the 7 series that I did, starting with blood, carbon, fire, light, spirit, plasma, and ether, to take all of those 7 sevens and go deeper down the rabbit trail. Because everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, you fit into one of those 7s. And then your job is to turn back to your totality. And the only way that you can do that, brothers and sisters, is to step outside of this reality. Because this reality that we live in is a virtual reality. It is a technological construct of a watered-down entity named Sam-I-L, which means blind God, or Yabato, or Sabato, and all the other names that he go by, or he, she, it, whatever you want to call it. And if you buy into this system, my brothers and sisters, you're going to be stuck like Chuck. Saturday, January the 6th, at 2 p.m., we start the series, again, on replacing error with the truth. And we're going to go through the first book that we're going to be going through, if you want to get a jump on it, is the ancient text called the Apocrypha of John, where we break down how humanity began, which reads, "Then I heard a voice that came down from the highest realm saying, 'The man exists, and the Son of Man exists.' Yabato, the chief ruler, heard it. He thought it came from his mother. He did not know the true source of the voice. The Holy Mother and the Father, the perfect providence, the image of the invincible, Father of everything in whom everything has come to be." So that was this chief ruler, Archon, that it talks about in John 16:11, who heard something, didn't know where it came from, and said that, "Hey, I am the source of all things." But he wasn't. So we need to break down what a lot of people don't understand just because it has not been taught. Not your fault. It is your fault if you hear the truth and reject it. But it's not your fault if you never heard it. That's why I teach. So brothers and sisters, don't fall for the tool. Don't fall for the trick. Don't fall for technology. Stand on your totality, which is the word tot, which means us, and all, which means all, us all. Because all of us make up and come from the source, the father of all, that I call the father of lights, that it talks about in James 3, or the Pleroma that it talks about in a lot of the ancient texts. And there's another name which we'll be breaking down on Saturday, which, again, that helps us to get a better understanding of the system that we are in, which is an unauthorized production that simply means that we are living in an environment that is a dumbed-down version of the original, and I'm just recommending that we just return back to the original. So, brothers and sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May some bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you. Don't forget to make that payment today. Just go to the website, masterteacher33.com, and click on the link that says donation to join us for the series that starts Saturday. God bless you.